1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More than 20 deaths reported in another day of bloodshed at an aid site in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
Eyewitnesses tell us that as they tried to attempt to get aid from this distribution hub, that's when Israeli forces opened fire. Israeli military has put out a statement saying that they only fired warning shots.
Well, CBS's Rob Marciano tells us smoke from Canadian wildfires is becoming more of a factor in the northern half of the country.
Air quality is really bad. We've got alerts up from International Falls back through Minneapolis and in through parts of Wisconsin. These will probably stay through tomorrow.
Greg Rosen, the federal prosecutor who oversaw hundreds of Capitol attack cases, has quit weeks after President Trump's pardons.
I was shocked, if not stunned, by the breadth of the pardons. I think the message that they send is that political violence towards a political goal is acceptable in a modern democratic society.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. In a story we've been following, the National Weather Service is facing severe staffing shortages, and none of its Wisconsin offices currently have a chief meteorologist on staff. Savannah Tome Olson has the latest.
Earlier this year, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency cut or offered an approved early retirement to more than 500 employees of the National Weather Service, which monitors our severe weather, issues warnings, and surveys emergencies. And now, 30 NWS offices across the nation are without a chief meteorologist, including all of the ones here in Wisconsin. The state is covered by five NWS posts. Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse are based here, and the northwestern Wisconsin is covered by two offices in Minnesota. But neither Green Bay nor Milwaukee nor La Crosse have a chief meteorologist in charge right now. The Green Bay office had been launching weather balloons twice a day for about 80 years. Those balloons go up and collect data that can help create more accurate forecasts. Because of cuts from the Trump administration, the Green Bay Post had to cut half their launches, and now they only do one per day. At least six offices in the country have had to suspend all overnight operations, meaning they're not properly staffed if there's any sort of severe weather event overnight. Now, according to reporting from CNN, the National Weather Service is about to hire about 125 new meteorologists and specialists. It's the start of hurricane season, which is expected to be more active than normal. And here at home, it's severe weather season. We've already had 22 tornadoes hit Wisconsin in 2025. On average, we usually only get 23 in a whole year. And June is the peak month for tornado activity here in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark for game two of a three-game series. Milwaukee winning their eighth in a row last night, 3-2 over the Reds with help from the bullpen. Rob Zastrzynski, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy says he needs a good performance from Freddie Peralta tonight to give that bullpen some rest like last week against Boston.
The Priester DL Hall game plus the off day gave us a little bit of a blow. Now here we are again with those three guys going back-to-back, which puts us in a bind, but, you know, they've come through.
NFL Packers OTAs continue in Madison. Former running back James White, who won three Super Bowls with the Patriots, was back in Madison over the weekend, named as an inductee into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
You know, being around some of the guys that, you know, some of my former teammates, Travis Frederick, Melvin was here, and, you know, he kind of brings back those memories. Yeah, it's definitely cool to be back here.
That's former Badger James White with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to even up to an inch or more in spots. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Rain will end tonight, low of 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is cow. C-O-W. Cow. Again, the word is cow.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the head of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Darren Von Ruden, will join us. Also, film credits in Wisconsin and making movies here. Nathan Deming is our guest. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on to America. Why do America's workers need welfare? Serious question. We'll talk about that in a minute. The scandal nobody talks about. Also, the Supreme Court's Trump-supporting swipes have the nation on the edge of a crisis. We'll talk about that. And Miles Taylor, remember the whistleblower, the guy who wrote the op-ed in the Washington Post as anonymous? He was a senior administration official in Trump's first administration. Trump has called him a traitor, and Taylor is fighting back. Good on him, and we'll be following this. I'll give you the details on that in a little bit. And you know you're in trouble, our crazy alert for the day. You know you're in trouble when the head of FEMA doesn't know that there is this thing called hurricane season. Seriously, not making this up. In the second, only the best people, right? In the second hour of our program, the end game for the U.S. Postal Service has now been exposed. Yes, they want to take it apart and sell it for pieces, for parts. Also, the Trump official who shut down the federal anti-propaganda. There was an office in the federal budget, in the federal government, in the executive branch, that was tasked with spotting, identifying, and you know, warning us about Russian propaganda in our media and social media. That unit was just shut down by a guy working for Trump who has ties to Putin. And more specifically, his Russian wife has very close ties to Putin. Are you surprised? Also, Trump is trying to claim Greenland again, this time with the Pentagon. I'll get into that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, ICE thugs grabbed a teen driving to volleyball practice, and the town is outraged. We're seeing more and more of these kind of things. And the Republican Party's never-ending effort to repeal Obamacare continues. Yes, there is a partial Obamacare repeal in the big, beautiful bill. So, a lot to talk about. But to open the day, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Why Do America's Workers Need Welfare? The Scandal Nobody Talks About. A couple of days ago, Bob Kennedy, actually it was a week ago or so, Bob Kennedy, Mehmet Oz, and a couple of other administration colleagues published an op-ed in the New York Times. It was titled, Trump Leadership, If You Want Welfare and Can Work, You Must. And they write, our agencies are united in a very straightforward policy approach. Able-bodied adults receiving benefits must work. Which raises the question, why? Not why must workers work in order to get benefits, but why is it that people who are working are in need of benefits? I don't get it. Why is it that anybody working full-time in the richest country in the history of the world should need any sort of government assistance? Shouldn't a full-time paycheck, any paycheck for any sort of work, pay enough that people can live a decent life? I mean, what's the point of a minimum wage if it isn't to make sure that people can have a minimum standard of living, not just, you know, poverty or living in a tent? By the way, this is not a new or novel idea. We pretty much stand alone in the world in offering welfare benefits to people who are full-time employees. Why is it that no other country except the United Kingdom does this? Because it's not necessary. I mean, in Denmark, for example, people working at McDonald's make $22 an hour, get 6 weeks paid vacation, a generous pension contribution for their retirement, overtime pay, and paid sick leave. And by the way, a Big Mac costs 7 cents more there than it does here. 7 cents. So this idea that if you work, you can live a good life, this is not new, and it's not a novel idea, even for the United States. President, progressive Republican President Theodore Roosevelt, a quarter century before his distant cousin Franklin put into place the minimum wage, in August of 1912, told an audience in Chicago, and I quote, "We stand for a living wage. It must include enough to secure the elements of a normal standard of living, a standard high enough to make morality possible." In other words, you don't have to steal food, right? "To provide for education and recreation." In other words, put your kids through school, take a vacation every year. "To care for immature members of the family, to raise your kids and put them through school. To maintain the family during periods of sickness, cover all your health care costs. And to permit of reasonable savings for old age." I mean, this is 1912 that President Roosevelt was proposing this. And we got a good way down that road when his cousin Franklin Roosevelt put into place the New Deal. You know, I've talked about this before, but for new listeners, it's worth repeating, I think. I saw this in my own life. When I was 5 years old, my dad was making a living, sort of, selling Rexair vacuum cleaners and World Book encyclopedias door to door. And we lived in a what was basically a garage. It was next door to a kind of a larger house in Lansing, Michigan, downtown Lansing. It was a garage that had been turned into a one-bedroom house. And there was basically one bedroom and then one big room and a bathroom, and that was it. I mean, the one big room was the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, everything. And, I mean, it was just a little tiny place. And Mom and Dad and me and my brother Steve, my two other brothers had not been born at that time. And then that next year, 1957, my dad got a job at a tool and die shop. And boom, suddenly we were in the middle class. Within a year, he had bought a new house, a three-bedroom house in a brand-new suburb in southern Lansing. He was able to buy a new car, the first car that he owned that didn't have a hole in the floorboard, which used to be really wild. I remember that hole in the floorboard. It was like, boom, we were in the middle class all of a sudden. And it wasn't just us. It was two-thirds of America. Fully a third of America, when Ronald Reagan came into office, was a member of a union. I mean, it's down to like 6% of the private sector now because of 44 years of the Reagan war on unions. But it was a third of us back then, which meant that two-thirds of us, two-thirds of Americans, were living the middle-class lifestyle with a single paycheck, because the union jobs set the local wage floors in much of America. Now, you know, again, Reagan decapitated the American middle class. Two-thirds of us, 65% of Americans, were in the middle class in 1980. Today it's 45 to 47%, depending on whose numbers you're using. So what happened to 20-some-odd percent of us getting thrown out of the middle class? Well, you can thank Republicans. But the bottom line is that, you know, it used to be that with one job, you could have a decent life. Now it takes two jobs, 2.3 jobs, actually, to have the same standard of living you could have had with one job in 1980, which means that you've got a lot of people who are working for crap wages and need help. But isn't it crazy that we're essentially subsidizing the employers here? I mean, there was a study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association that found that those states that had raised their minimum wage above $15 an hour, that's D.C., Washington State, California, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland, Rhode Island, and Illinois, that their welfare participation rates were one-third lower than the states that hang on to the $7.25 an hour minimum wage, the federal minimum wage. In other words, welfare benefits have become basically subsidies to cheap labor employers. And, I mean, this isn't rocket science. So the next time some, you know, Republican billionaire-funded shill like Kennedy or Oz complains about able-bodied people being on welfare, challenge the con. Ask them why they think the richest nation in the history of the world can't afford to guarantee that a full-time job comes with a living wage. Ask them why they're hell-bent on protecting low wages and corporate profits instead of working families. And then ask the real question, who benefits when work doesn't pay? Is it the struggling single mom trying to feed her kids? Or the billionaire writing the checks to keep this scam going? I think we all know the answer. 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day. Supreme Court, Miles Taylor, FEMA, right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so that you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Working spirit cries. They say pull yourself up, but the ladder's missing rungs. They tell us work's enough, but we're still counting crumbs. Why do America's workers need welfare? Why do we sweat and toil but still can't seem to fare? In a nation so wealthy, there's no excuse or care. Why do America's workers? Baker's early hours to the nurse on her feet, from the builder in the dust to the teacher's worn seat. We're promised a life for the labor we give, but the cost of survival is higher than we can live. Why do America's workers need welfare? Why do we sweat and toil but still can't seem to fare? In a nation so wealthy, there's no excuse or care. Why do America's workers need welfare? We remember a time when the union stood strong, when a paycheck could carry.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Mark Joseph Stern and Dahlia Lithwick were commenting, as it were, on the Supreme Court and the shadow docket. And pointing out this decision, Trump had fired several people from various independent agencies. Ultimately, I think he's looking at the Fed here, but and the Supreme Court, there was two different agencies that he fired people from, and the Supreme Court said, well, that's okay. We'll let those people stay fired during the appeals process, even though the law says the president cannot fire these people. So what's happening here, and they do this via this thing called the shadow docket, which is where there's, you know, you bring a case to the Supreme Court and they look at it, and if the majority of the justices, if 5 out of the 9 justices, decide, yeah, you know, let's just give it to them, let's let the president fire whoever he wants, at least as this works through the appeals process. If they decide that, They literally, they don't hear any arguments. Nobody stands before the court and says, hey, you know, here's what the consequences of this will be, or here's what the law says, or anything else. They do it based basically just on the filings and the amicus briefs. And you know, very often these are just completely unsigned. I mean, you know, there's not a vote. Obviously, there is a vote, but it's not a matter of public record. Occasionally, like in this case, Elena Kagan, you know, wrote just a blistering dissent saying this is not how we should be doing business. You know, these justices, I mean, they're trying to pretend that they are humble and nonpartisan, but it's complete BS. And, you know, here we are now in basically a constitutional crisis. You've got, you know, the Supreme Court telling the Trump administration to do things, in this case, you know, bring Mr. Garcia back from El Salvador. And the administration is just saying, screw you, we're going to ignore it. Meanwhile, Miles Taylor. Remember Miles Taylor? He's the guy who wrote the piece authored by Anonymous that was published in the Washington Post during the first Trump administration, saying that, you know, there are some of us inside the administration who are sabotaging him. And then he wrote a book about that after he left. Trump is suing him, and he just sued Trump. He said, this is much bigger than me. This is about whether we will allow the president, any president of any political party, to criminalize criticism. He's taking this to the inspector general at the Departments of Justice and the Departments of Homeland Security. And he's filed formal complaints with both of them, saying that Donald Trump's memo declaring that he's a traitor and suspending his security clearance is a political retaliation, which is illegal. He said, inspectors general are supposed to be the immune system of American democracy. They're not prosecutors, and they don't issue verdicts, but they shine a light in the dark, especially when public officials try to exploit their offices to advance political ends. The ultimate question, Taylor says, is will the system be able to protect Americans from political retaliation? Or have the guardrails corroded so badly that anyone now faces the prospect of the president's pen becoming a sword? This isn't theoretical anymore. It's happening right here in America, and only a handful of institutions remain with the ability to stop it. Powerful, powerful stuff. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has just gone out of his way to hire people who are completely incompetent to run federal agencies. Why? Because he hates the federal government. After all, it's paid for with tax dollars, and billionaires don't like paying taxes. So he hires this guy, David Richardson, to run FEMA. And somebody asks him about hurricane season, and he's like, what's that? Hurricane season? I didn't know there's a hurricane season. This is our FEMA administrator. Of course, Trump has said he wants to get rid of FEMA. He said, unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way. And FEMA is going to be a whole big discussion very shortly, because I'd rather see the states take care of their own problems. Uh-oh. Bad news for Texas and Florida.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls right after this. Stick around.
You can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
T. Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas, Civic Media's David Grant reports on the circus parade in Baraboo, and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels joins the show to freak us out.
Nightlight with P. Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two Wisconsin counties and two cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Joanne Krulutz reports.
Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Both vote heavily Democratic and have significant immigrant communities, but neither has any sort of formal declaration as a sanctuary city. Dane County and Shawano County in northeastern Wisconsin are also on the list. The Shawano County administrator said its inclusion must have been a mistake. Shawano County voted 67% for President Donald Trump in 2024. The list of more than 500 sanctuary jurisdictions no longer appears in the Department of Homeland Security's website after receiving criticism for including localities that have actively supported the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies. The department last week published the list of the jurisdictions. It said each one would receive formal notification that the government has deemed them uncooperative with federal immigration enforcement and whether they believe those jurisdictions to be in violation of any federal criminal statutes. The list was published Thursday on the department's website. By Sunday, there was a page not found error message in its place.
We're under an unhealthy air quality advisory that began around midnight and will continue until noon on Wednesday. Heavy surface smoke is moving into Wisconsin from the northwest. Air quality is unhealthy, and we could see spikes of very unhealthy as the front moves slowly from the northwest to southeast throughout the day. The DNR advises everyone to keep outdoor activity shorter and less intense. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to even up to an inch or more in spots. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Rain will end tonight, low of 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is cow. C-O-W. Cow. Again, the word is cow.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They came for the truth. They came for the law, firing the ones who exposed what they saw. Silence the press, rewrite the past. History tells us this happens fast. Falling like dominoes, freedom erased. The playbook's been written, the moves are in place. Fascists don't wait, they tighten the chains. And once they are locked, you won't break away. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. Last chance before we lose our grip. He knows the game, he's making his move. If we don't fight, we're gonna lose. It starts with the purge, it ends with control. They steal your voice, they steal your soul. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. And Trump knows it. FBI.
35 minutes past the hour, and just an FYI, we had an engineer in here last night poking around on the in the guts of our computer systems, as it were, and apparently it left our phone system kind of scrambled, and so we just had to reboot our phone system during the break. So if you were on hold, I had a bunch of callers on hold before we went to break. We had to drop everybody to restart the system. And so just call back. You know, the lines are open right now. But just an FYI. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, thank you for calling back. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, interesting statistic about immigration that I learned from talking with an immigration attorney. She said that, let's see, how can I put this? About 75% of people who go before immigration magistrate who are represented by an attorney, of those 75%, 90% of them win their case and are allowed to stay in the United States. Of the remaining 25% who are not represented, about 90% of them lose their case.
Well, that's interesting.
So all in all, about 3 out of 4 cases that go to court win and they're allowed to stay. The United States. So if you want to get rid of immigrants, the best thing to do is make sure they don't get to court.
Get rid of lawyers.
Well, I mean, no, actually, by the way, the lawyers are almost all pro bono because the immigrants don't have
much money,
the money to pay them. So that's another thing is that they know this. I mean, I suppose this is relatively commonly known in immigration law that I mean, the point is that if 75%, all in all, 75% of these cases win and they're allowed to stay in the United States, the best way to cut those numbers is to make sure they never make it to court and just abridge their due process, rights to due process.
Yeah. Well, you know what the administration's doing right now is you've got literally millions of people, several million people, who have gone through this process. They've showed up in court. They've been granted permission to stay here, and in most cases, even to work. But they have to check in every 6 months or every year with the, or in some cases, every month, depends on the type of probation they're on, with the with ICE, you know, with the immigration office, just to say, yeah, I'm still here, and I'm still, you know, and I haven't been arrested, and everything's good. And what ICE is doing is when they show up for those check-ins, they say, okay, your status is officially revoked. Now, as of, 30 seconds ago, you are now here illegally. And these nice young men over here with the zip ties are going to haul you off to El Salvador. And they're literally dragging people out of courtrooms who are following the rules and doing what they're told. Because it's, it's the low-hanging fruit. It's easy to grab people who simply walk into a courtroom rather than going out and trying to find people who are here, basically hiding in the dark corners of our society, and those would be probably the people who would be more likely to be criminals.
Well, I have personal experience and knowledge of that as my partner's son, son-in-law, who's from Nicaragua and has been married to her daughter for probably close to 10 years. He got his citizenship on March 19th. They live in Kansas City, and we went to Kansas City to attend the hearing and the swearing in. That was on a Wednesday, March 19th. On March 18th, he learned that his visa had been revoked.
Wow.
And
so they were going to kick him out of the country one day before they made him a citizen.
They were going to try, and so happens that they happen to be Christian missionaries, and they travel internationally quite often. And I said to them, "Okay," I said, after the citizenship, the swearing in, I said, "You better get that mark off your record, because now that you're a citizen or not, if you guys leave, they're not going to let you back in."
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, and so he drove to Denver or whatever he had to do, but he did get up, and they did go to Nicaragua to visit his parents in April, and they did make it back.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting thing, or at least a note. The INS officer who read the countries of this hearing I went to, it was a federal court hearing in a large auditorium at a community college where this serves 352 immigrants from 71 countries. And when the INS officer was reading the names of the countries for those people to stand, he got Uruguay and Paraguay correct, but I didn't know that Nicaragua was pronounced Nicaragua. And I thought, I just hope he, oh, come on. I said, really? I hope that's how it knows that it's his turn to stand. You know, I mean, yeah. I never heard that country's name butchered like that, but it was I have to tell you, Tom, it was one of the most patriotic feelings I've ever experienced. I stood when they asked us to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I think I was the loudest one in that auditorium. I spoke I was so proud because there were 352 immigrants there. It felt like being at 352 weddings. I mean, people were dressed to the nines. They were.
I get it.
It was just unbelievable, the pride in those people. And I thought I would trade 10,000 Trumpy maggots for every one of these people. They were so proud to be Americans. It was unbelievable. It was palpable.
Yeah, I get it. Paul, thanks for the story, and thanks for sharing that. That's fascinating, and it's amazing that this person had his visa revoked the day before he got his citizenship. I mean, you know, had that been a week or two interregnum there, they might have snatched him and moved him out of the country. That's just incredible. Paul, thank you. Derek in Chicago. Hey, Derek, what's on your mind today?
Well, how's it going, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the psychological profile of people that go for MAGA and authoritarianism more widely versus the rest of us, which I think is an interesting distinction in and of itself, because they seem to be united for something bad, whereas people who are fear-minded and want things that are good or just want to live their lives do not have the same kind of focus or energy, especially once they gain momentum.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you know, are you familiar with George Lakoff's notion of the stern father versus the nurturing family?
That was actually another thing that was on my mind, not that particular piece, which I'm not familiar with, but the idea that, you know, when we talk about the daddy complex these people have, and you think about works like the Godfather and God and Father being conflated in the very title, which might have been what Mario Puzo meant with that. It's like whoever has the most authority and the most power, and like even baby primates do, certain people cling on to those with more power, whereas humans, the rest of us, are supposed to eventually mature and become more adult. And now we're seeing it in the United States government. By the way, still the unquestioned superpower. Our government are acting like a bunch of babies, and we let it happen because of whatever other arguments we have with each other, leftist versus liberal, whatever, but they're united and we're not, and that shows the power of unity.
Yeah, although I wouldn't say that we're not united. George Lakoff is a professor of linguistics at UC Berkeley, I think, and one of the University of California colleges. And he wrote his most famous book is Don't Think About an Elephant. But his point was that there's basically two governing models in America, in America. And this goes all the way back to the founding of the Republic, and is probably true of every other country in the world as well. And one of those governing models, which is generally embraced by conservatives, is the strict father model. That is that the government is here to punish the bad and praise the good and be the strict father to impose morality and order and justice on the country. The other model, which is largely embraced by Democrats and progressives in the United States and around the world, is called the nurturing family model. And in that nurturing family model, basically the job of government is to, you know, like a nurturing family, is to help us all achieve our potential. You know, the pursuit of happiness that Jefferson writes about in the Declaration of Independence. So the purpose of government, rather than being punitive or directive, is supportive. And it's a real significant difference. And, you know, people who are looking for the strict father model of governance, generally speaking, are more likely to appreciate authoritarianism, to want even an authoritarian leader, because they want Big Daddy to tell them what to do and make them feel safe and make them, you know, it's a dangerous world out there and Big Daddy's going to protect me. And that's certainly the role that Trump has tried to cast himself as, you know, constantly.
That's true. And I think, sorry to interrupt, but I think that's true. And I think that if you have as a nurturing family model, or as Republicans like to cast, especially with these young Generation Z men, it's like they're the mommy party. Democrats are the mommy party. Republicans are the daddy party. You've heard that before, mm-hmm. I'm sure. It's like maybe the alternative is to say there is a nurturing father model, but it requires being as strict as possible, which is why even when someone, and I think I esteem Barack Obama more than other people being black myself, but saying letting Bush off the hook disappointed so many people, because then we're not kept safe. Then you have non-voters, because the fact that people say there's no difference between the parties, it's not about policy, but it is about the fact that if you don't punish someone, then you can be cast as being in the same club.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's really at the heart of it, because we don't, it's a lot harder to try to build something than to destroy it. And the people that destroy things know that,
mm-hmm.
and they play off our frustration, and we have frustrations naturally with each other as independent thinking beings, which they don't have because they just follow, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get it, Derek. And I, you know, I think your point is well taken. And just the whole field, you know, this whole field of study, I find just absolutely fascinating. Derek, thanks so much for the call. And thanks for listening to WCPT.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I do appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls, as mentioned, at 202-808-9925. Stick with me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 47 minutes past the hour here on the True People's Media.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
President Donald Trump recently announced pardons to a range of individuals, including convicted drug dealers, fraudsters, and convicted public officials. ABC News reports 1 in 5 have political or financial ties to the president. Scott Jenkins, a former Culpeper County, Virginia sheriff, had been sentenced to 10 years for taking $75,000 in bribes in exchange for issuing deputy sheriff's badges. Jenkins had been a longtime Trump supporter. Ardent Trump acolyte Michelle Fiore had not yet been sentenced when she received her pardon on April 23rd. A former member of the Nevada Assembly, she was convicted of 6 counts of wire fraud for skimming money from a memorial for a slain Las Vegas police officer. She used the money for rent, plastic surgery, and her daughter's wedding. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was pardoned in February after endorsing Trump's 2020 and 2024 campaigns. Blagojevich appeared on Trump's Celebrity Apprentice in 2010, but was convicted in 2011 of attempting to sell President Barack Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat, among other corruption charges. Former Kentucky State Senator and 2016 congressional candidate Brian Kelsey served only 2 weeks of a 21-month sentence on federal campaign finance violations before he was pardoned in March. We have a full list of Trump's pardons at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian.
The Todd Alba Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
30. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys, but then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants that you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
They wave their flags high. A strong hand to guide them, a savior alive. They whisper the slogans, they chant with the crowd. Step by step, the lines start to blur.
screens. They think they are free.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Skip in Morris County, New Jersey. Hey, Skip, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. This is the day of the hole in the floor cars. 1960 Dodge Dart. My dad handed it down to me.
You remember one?
On the passenger side. Yeah, me too.
Incredible.
Hey, listen, the reason I called is there's a teenage volleyball player, high school kid, got absconded by ICE, and there was a big day before graduation. Everybody marched on the town. Then there's another one where it was out in California, favorite Italian restaurant. They came in, took the whole crew, and the local people were coming out. The kids in Massachusetts all marched to the town hall. I just fear, given the amount of weapons we have in this country, that sometime this summer, somebody's just going to get fed up with these deputized ICE agents, and everything's just going to break loose. Somebody's going to make a bad decision, and there's going to be blood in the streets.
Yeah, I'm more concerned that right-wing provocateurs are going to try something.
I wouldn't be surprised at that.
It's worth being concerned about. I mean, and this is the sort of thing that Trump would love. I mean, it was the setting the parliament building, the Reichstagsgebäude in Berlin on fire in January of 1933 that paved the way for Hitler and provided the excuse for the enabling acts.
I don't think it's Trump, because I don't think he has the strategic ability. But
I'm not suggesting he's going to do some kind of false flag operation. I'm not quite that far down the rabbit hole. But what I'm saying is that if somebody did, whether it was somebody on the left or somebody on the right, whether it was a provocation or whether it was whatever. That, and somebody gets shot or somebody gets hurt or somebody lights a building on fire or something like that, that will benefit Trump. That's my point.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that may be one of the reasons that they're doing this in the kind of a brown shirt fashion that he is, to get their side all riled up and our side starting to protect children. And I just got a bad feeling about this whole thing.
Me too. Skip, thanks for the call. Excellent points all. I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening to us on SiriusXM. We'll be back on the other side of the break. The end game for the U.S. Postal Service exposed, and the Trump official who shut down the anti-Russian propaganda operation in the White House, married to a Russian woman who's close to Putin. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Air quality alerts are up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, other states as more smoke from Canadian wildfires invades the upper Midwest. This Minnesota woman's wearing a mask outside.
I have some pre-existing conditions, so I try not to get sick if I can help it. Sure makes dealing with the air quality a lot better.
Some of the fire smoke has reached Europe. In the Middle East, reports say 27 people were killed today in Gaza at a crowded aid hub.
Now, what we understand is that they were attempting to get near an aid distribution hub run by a group known as the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb says Palestinians blame Israeli troops. Israel says it only fired warning shots. On Capitol Hill, the Education Secretary Linda McMahon defending cutbacks that the agency President Trump has vowed to eliminate.
We'll spend it more responsibly.
I doubt it very seriously.
So let's hope we do.
Well, hope, as someone said, is not a plan.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.